Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop on a Reaction Monday after the Texans fall to the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football 26-23. They're 6-4. And it's time for us to do our question of the day, which is inspired by this football play right here that happened in the fourth quarter.
Stroud gets the snap. CJ with pressure. CJ scrambling out to the left, now back to the right, runs into Titus Howard. Ball comes out. Somebody's got a fall on it. Texans have it inside their 35-yard line. A disaster on third down.
Titus has got to stop watching and quitting on plays, watching the action when he gets himself beaten. That's what happens when you just stop and start watching and somebody's still playing. You're trying to get out of the way. You run right back into him.
It looked like Titus almost pulled the ball out trying to pull CJ with
Mark,
him.
Mark, it happens way too much.
The pulling the ball out or the...
No, he was talking
sitting
about
around watching.
Play.
Yeah. Shout out, Andre.
Hey, I got beat. Let me sit around and watch then.
Yeah, so 713-572-4610 is the 5-Hour Energy fan line. What do you think was going through Titus Howard's brain in that moment where, yes...
Why am I laughing?
Because it's so dumb that it's funny.
I laughed in real time. I was like, wait a minute. He took the damn ball from him. It was a strip sack. That's what he was thinking. I always wanted a strip sack.
You know what I asked myself? I asked myself kind of out loud, you know, how as one does when you're around kind of people.
Yeah.
I asked myself aloud, did he play defensive end? In or defensive tackle or something in high school and have like a flashback where he's like, see ball, get ball.
No, what I think he did, and this is my Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reference, I think he wanted to be the star. So he tried to take the ball from CJ, and remember, he used to be a quarterback. He used to be a quarterback back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think he tried to take the ball.
Here, let me see.
Let me launch this down and be the hero.
Let me see it.
All right, let's hear it.
He was Carlton. Listeners. He was Carlton taking the ball away.
What was Titus Howard thinking? And while we're getting those answers, seriously, like the worst part is what Andre was mad. Andre was hot.
Both tackles got beat immediately.
And stopped.
Both tackles got, and I think it was to the point where, and I need to pull this video up one more time for myself.
They stopped on the play.
I do wonder if that snap came in early, because like it's as bad as the offensive line has been. It's hard to believe both tackles getting got, you know, on the jump.
Yeah,
that, to that degree without some level of, I don't know, shenanigans of some sorts, right? Like factoring in to what happened there, but they both get beat. And then they stop, as you mentioned, and then Titus Howard, like, I guess going back to it, if I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, it seemed like he was trying to protect CJ by, like, putting his arms around him and, I don't know, pulling him away from the defender.
But then
I don't know.
He turned his hands and grabbed the ball.
I can't.
I would be with you up until that point. Like, he was like, oh, crap, I stopped, I got beat, now I'm embarrassed. Let me try to protect CJ.
But then he
turned his hands and grabbed the ball.
That's the part that got me. I thought he was trying to hold him up or try to prevent him from you know, taking a 10-yard sack or something like that. But I got confused when he tried to, I think he tried to take it and make a play.
I think he was maybe that's what he was thinking. This is my chance.
This is my chance.
This is my chance.
From the three,
should have played that music. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. From the 346, Titus Howard was like, me make boo-boo, me fix.
Oh, man, that's a shot.
Let's see. There's Howard thinking, since he can't block the lines, why not join the line? Laramie
can't
thinking
beat them, join them.
Yeah. Somebody said Laramie thinking he Janet Jackson showing up like Freddie Jackson. Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a drive by on somebody that we hadn't even thought about. The 281, Titus had an Al Bundy flashback. I once scored four touchdowns in a single game.
He's got his letter jacket. He's still wearing his letter jacket from high school.
281 said it was a lookout block. When you miss the block, you turn around and holler, look out.
And then get me the ball. Give me the ball.
Oh my goodness! For you, like what were you seeing there?
I thought it was just a total mental collapse. Like I think he was embarrassed. I think he knew he stopped and was getting his quarterback killed. And a lot of these players in real time, they start thinking, well, I got to do something. I can't look this bad on film day, you know. So he started all of a sudden tried to make a play. It was seriously, Biggie.
I got you.
This is my chance right here.
You don't have to carry it anymore.
Let me save the day. Give me the ball.
I'll be a hero. I'll be the hero instead of the goat. That's what he was thinking. But what have I been doing this in Houston for 35 years going on? I ain't never seen anything like that. Ever. I was laughing in real time and yet it was a horrible moment, you know? I was like, what in the world? That's an offensive tackle that never touches the ball, and he says, "Here, I got this." You just.
I feel him on that, man. He's not in the spotlight like that. He wants the spotlight too.
Why? That's not his job.
And honestly, you know what? I think he was just surprised because once he got beaten, he was way back there, and then CJ Stroud running for his life bumped into him. He's like, "Oh, CJ, what's happening, man?" And then all of a sudden, his hands end up in the wrong space, and the fall of football
said,
comes out.
CJ, you ain't doing nothing. Let me
show you.
You know, I was a quarterback in high school, right? Let me take over.
740 said he was just mad, wanted to get his ball and go home.
Is there a moment, has there been another moment that you could recall that had you as perplexed as that one right there? Because I legitimately lost words for a moment.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The problem with this one is it was a plan that he had. Like, he planned, you know what, I'm going to take the ball, I'm going to be a hero, I'm going to take this 68 yards for a touchdown or however far it was going to be. Because there are other, you know, embarrassing moments that it's almost like an effort boneheaded play, like the Rosencopter back in the day.
No, this was an effort boneheaded play because I'm looking at
but
it one more time.
But this was like a calculated is the word I was looking for. Like, I'm going to get the ball from the franchise quarterback and I'm going to do something with it. At least Rosencopter, he was trying to just jump and make an extra yard, and the ball came out.
He was trying to pull CJ forward because CJ was being pushed backwards. He was trying to pull CJ forward, but somehow by the football, I don't know.
Is this worse than the Wattcat?
Yes. The Wattcat was a play that they practiced. It was a bad play. It was horrible to use it in that moment, but we knew that Bill O'Brien and that whole bunch was boneheaded, prone to be boneheaded. This was I got an idea. Maybe that's what he was saying. That's what he's like. I got an idea. How about I get the ball?
Is this, speaking to Bill O'Brien, is this worse than the play, the fake punt in the Kansas City Chiefs playoff game.
I think yes, for the same reason.
With Justin Reed with a torn labrum.
And that was just incompetence to put Justin Reed in that moment, but they worked on it, they practiced it, they had him.
You don't know, maybe they worked
on it. Practiced on, yeah.
You think they worked on this?
Yeah. Tyus Howard grabbed, stealing the ball and taking off.
3-4-6 is how we're trying to do a hook and ladder play. let's do a hook and ladder to the phone line where my guy Larry and Stafford is. Larry, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Reggie? J-Lo, I don't know what the hell Tyus was doing. That is some wild stuff that he did last night. And Andre Ware is absolutely right. We watched Tyus stand around, and we watched Laramie stand around. They become spectators like they in the stands with us when they after they hike the ball, man, sometimes. And it's frustrating. But last night, that offensive line did enough.
Mm-hmm.
That offensive line played well enough for them to win a football game. Here's what I want to talk to y'all about real quick. DeMeco Ryans is allowing Bobby Sloyd to put his ass in a bad position, which is making him make decisions based on the silliness that Bobby Slowick is doing. Because when Bobby Slowick is calling an offense that is forcing us to stay in games that we should have blown the doors off of, it forces DeMeco Ryans to do dumbass stuff like when he had a chance to send a zero blitz or Petrie at Jared Goff ass last night at a minute and 40-some seconds left on third down. He put their ass in a zone defense against St. Brown, against our linebacker. That's dumb. But he did the same thing because Bobby Sloyd had us in that position in New York when he put Jalen Petrie on Devontae Adams in New York. Bobby Sloyd is making DeMeco defense have to do silly things when we got a top five, top ten defense because his sorry-ass offense is forcing us to stay in games. And now we have to question whether or not he is hurting C.J. Stroud as your franchise quarterback. Of course C.J. missed some plays last night. I'm in C.J.'s ass too because he's not playing the way that we expected him to play because he's an elite quarterback. But it goes back to Bobby Sloyd. I'm not trying to read the end of the book without beginning at the beginning of the book. It's this sorry-ass offense. And now we are seeing it come to fruition because we've seen it over a longer period of time now. He's not very smart because Detroit stacked the line to take Joe Mixon away from us. And this bastard ran the football two times under the three-minute mark in the game last night, and we have to walk out of there with a loss when all we have to do is pick up 4 yards for a first down. It's going to always be about Bobby. C.J. Stroud is better at his job than Bobby Slowick will ever be at his job because he's a problem and he thinks he's smarter than everybody and he tries to force things that just don't work no more, fellas, in our hollow.
Really good call there. And
man, he sounds sad.
And I was going to say it was very much the thoughtful Larry and Stafford, the introspective and opinionated Larry Stafford, not the just mad Larry Stafford. And that says a lot right there. But I will say this, Reggie. The offensive line, I guess you could argue, did enough. But I think the fact that you still were sacked 4 times, pressured 9 times, mm-hmm. and run out of the pocket innumerable times, that's a testament to how low the bar has gotten.
Correct. And that's the bar has been low. Remember what
it shouldn't be that low.
You remember what my question has been?
Yeah.
Like, can you raise this enough at least to just be not terrible?
Yeah.
Right? Because not terrible, as you saw in for a good portion of this game,
mm-hmm.
you can make some things happen with not terrible with how good your quarterback is, typically with how good Joe Mixon is, and you would think with a offensive play caller that can then use that as a baseline to work off of. He utilized play action more than he ever has this season, right?
Yeah.
They almost use as much play action as the Detroit Lions in this game.
We're going to dig in on the Bobby Slowick problem. Yes, I said the Bobby Slowick problem, as Larry and Stafford did, in about an hour and 4 minutes. But I will say this. 4 sacks, 9 pressures. I didn't count the number of times that C.J. Stroud was rattled and out of the pocket. That should not be, the offensive line did enough. I'm not saying Larry's wrong because it felt that way. But we should not be here saying, oh, the offensive line was all right. after they had that kind of night. That the bar is,
that's grading on the curve.
The bar is low when you do that.
And yet they were close.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's frustrating. Like, even with that, the bar being so low, they were still close. But yes, so far, 26-23, Detroit Lions get the win on Sunday Night Football. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciate Larry and Stafford for calling in. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where let's at least laugh at some other teams' dysfunction for a little bit. We'll do that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.